Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The My Future Fund portal officially opened for employers this week. Any employees who aren't already contributing to a pension fund through their payroll will be auto-enrolled into the My Future Fund pension scheme, with payments set to start on the 1st of January of this coming year. Joining me now in studio to talk about the My Future Fund, as well as the bonus payments available this winter, is Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cleary. Dara Cleary, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, let's talk about this at last. The auto-enrolment is upon us. But so far, what can be done in this month is for employers.
Predominantly employers. So My Future Fund is Ireland's auto-enrolment system. We are the last country in the OECD to do this. We have about 750,000 workers who have no pension provision for when they retire. And if our average industrial wage at the moment is between 46,000 and 47,000 euro, if they have no other provision, they'll go from that 46,000, 47,000 euro to the state contributory pension, which is around 16,000 euro. That's a huge drop. A
massive drop.
I don't want people to have that drop. As you said, it's been a long time in the offing. We've been working actively now since 2019 to get to this point, and we're very much ready to go. On Monday, we opened the portal myfuturefund.ie for employers to register. We've been working really hard, and the team in the department have been working really hard since before I came in, to make sure this is as easy as possible, both for the employer and the employee. For the employer, there's three steps. You register your employee details, you choose your payment option, and then you run your payroll as normal. Then NERSA, we've set up a body called NERSA, which is the National Automatic Enrolment Retirement Savings Authority. NERSA will be the overseer of My Future Fund. Mm. They will do all the back office work for employers.
Okay. But so this week, suppose an employer decides to enroll. You say the steps are very simple. So they click onto this portal, and what do they have to put in?
So they use their RRS, the Revenue Online Details, that they will have already to establish
Identify themselves,
establish their profile. They log in their employee details. To date, our experience is, since Monday, is that it's taken between 5 and 10 minutes, that it's relatively painless. The key thing, and one of the most important pieces of work, over the last year, we've had weekly meetings with 60 of Ireland's leading payroll providers who account for the vast majority of payroll management. Mm-hmm. So we've been engaging with them, the team in the department, and with Revenue. So the payroll will talk to Revenue and the deductions will begin from the 1st of January. The employer also has to inform the employee that they are now enrolled in My Future Fund. That's an important part. We'll also be, in January, there will be an app for you as an employee to go to see where your money is going, to see that the employer is paying into you, and to see the state contribution. I think that's a very important
piece. You said something there about they decide what they want to opt into. Are there different payment models?
Well, they can pay by, as in any revenue thing, they can pay by direct debit, they can pay by transfer, or they can pay by check.
But it's the same, it's 331.
331, yes. It doesn't change.
Employee, employer.
So for every €3 an employee contributes, the employer contributes 3, the state contributes 1. That's for the first 3 years. So your employee, your €3 becomes 7.
So the employee will be getting a note from their employer, we have registered for this My Future Fund. And then there is an option for the employee to opt out. How does that actually work?
So that works
if
after
the company
6 months,
opts in and they want to opt out.
After 6 months, they can opt out. That's something that we brought in. They have 2 months to do that opt out. We would encourage them not to. And that's one of the reasons we've put 6 months in. So the people will get used to the deductions and they will have visibility of where their fund is growing. And it's important, Matt, that it is your fund. It's Pat Kenny's fund, it's Dara Cleary's fund. It's not your employer's, it's not the government's. And if you move job, if you move company, you take that fund with you. And that's a differentiation between some other AE systems, that you bring that with you. And you will see that fund on your app, your own personal My Future Fund app. It will be invested and you will have the option of getting investment returns and you will see that growing. So, and again, without being stark, it's post-retirement. You do want to have a comfortable retirement. And this is what My Future Fund is about.
Now, we've talked about this on the program many times, and one of the arguments is that depending on your income level, it may be better for you to get the tax relief that is currently available to people who save for a pension rather than go into the My Future Fund. What is the cutoff point whereby it might be better to go into My Future Fund versus doing it and getting tax relief?
So I'll only outline the benefits of My Future Fund, but what I would say to people is, you know, compare them to other position things that are on offer. So
can you do both?
My Future Fund, well, you can have a private.
But if you put in
My
these
Future
extra...
Fund is available to you and you will be automatically enrolled if you do not have a pension provision that's tied to your workplace, that's tied to your salary. And you will be signed up into My Future Fund. And that's available for between 20 and 80,000 euro. You can opt in if you're if you're earning more, if you're earning less than that. It's between 23 and 60. You can opt in if you're over 60 or less than 23.
Okay, but those extra voluntary contributions that some people make to their pensions, even if they have an occupational pension, can people still do that and avail of tax relief?
Not at this point. We don't have a provision for additional voluntary contributions yet. That's something that NERSA will work on. Our focus at this point is getting it up and running, getting the 750,000 people enrolled, and then there will be additionality in terms of AVCs, but also a part of the self-employed. And NERSA are going to be independent of the department in terms of their running and their monitoring, but I've been very clear that I want to see an option for the self-employed in this space.
Who monitors NERSA?
NERSA will be monitored by, firstly, they have an independent board with fiduciary responsibilities and all of the responsibilities of a board. We put together a very experienced board, people who have overseen big projects, chaired by Roma Burke, very extensively involved in pensions. You have trade union representatives, Patricia King is there, for instance. They then have to engage with the pensions authority. The pension authority works with them and they engage with them very closely. So I have confidence that NERSA has been established. It's established under legislation. And most importantly, it is independent of government.
Okay, but the question of independence of government, I mean, is there no minister to whom they all answer indirectly through the pensions board? Because people are thinking, back in the time of the collapse, Michael Noonan raided people's private pensions.
No, NERSA are responsible in any...
So it can't be touched.
It can't be touched.
Can't
and
be
that's
robbed.
Very important. They're answerable to PSE in any institution. They're answerable to the Secretary-General of the Department of Social Protection, who also is answerable to PSE. So there
but
is control.
The Secretary is answerable to the Minister, to you, in other words. Therefore, I mean, it might be in your gift to say, oh, the economy's in flitters. We need some of this money that's in My Future Fund.
I won't be, I certainly, in
but
my
can
time
you?
As Minister.
I'm not asking would you, I don't suspect.
No, as of now it's independent. It's been deliberately established that way so people can have confidence in it. And the second thing, we're trying to bring simplicity to it as well so people can actually access it and understand it. And they will see that through the app. They will see every month their contributions growing with their employer's contribution, with the state contribution and with the investment returns.
A question for the Minister. What happens to money paid in by individuals should they die before they become pensionable?
That becomes part of your estate in the normal part of any funds that belong to you.
When can you draw down? At what age?
At 66. You can draw down at 66. You know, again, we've tried to keep it as simple as possible to get it up and running, but 66 is the drawdown.
Another question. If you already have a pension and you're getting tax relief at 40%, is it worth your while to switch even if your employer isn't contributing? I don't think you get tax relief in the government scheme. You don't. You get a euro at the moment
so
for every 3 years.
If you're not connected to payroll, it's mandatory for your employer to have you connected into My Future Fund if they do not have a workplace. So it is mandatory for them to make a contribution.
It's going to. Now, the money that goes in, it'll be enormous. Who's going to manage that money? Because the idea of a pension fund is that it accumulates over the years.
So NERSA are responsible. And they went to tender. We went to tender earlier this year for investment fund advisors. We have three appointed, Irish Life, BlackRock and Amundi. They came through a competitive tender process. They will be responsible for managing it. We've tried, as in terms of simplicity, the portfolios. You can have a high-risk portfolio, a medium-risk portfolio, or a low-risk portfolio. initially you will be automatically assigned to high risk for people who are moving towards middle age, medium risk, and people who are going towards the point of drawing down a low risk, but you will have the chance to move between them.
Okay, now the point about it, the value of the fund, is it an accumulation of the values of the funds as operated by the three of them combined? In other words, do you look at your units or whatever it might be and say, I don't know whether Irish Life or Amundi or BlackRock are doing this for me, but it doesn't matter because I'm getting the benefit of all their efforts, whether good, bad or indifferent.
That's it. You're getting the cumulative benefit. And where that also will show, and we're finalising the fee structure at the moment, is the cost of that investment advice. Certainly based on the procurement process, that's coming in much lower than what normal investment advice to a pension will be, because we're bringing 750,000 people to the table for the first time. And that's giving us the power of being able to ensure that the investment returns under my future fund will be as high as is possible.
What's your expectation for the take-up on this? I mean, there are companies that already have pension funds, and we'll talk about those who are trying to dodge the bullet, as it were, by setting up their own pension funds, maybe not as generous as the government's, and they're doing it to save money, that they'll have to do it unless they have their own pension fund, and some people are doing it on the cheap.
So to date, since Monday, since we opened the employers portal, we have about 7,000 employers have registered at just under 100,000 employees. That's in the first 3 days.
That's pretty good.
So
yeah.
That's
and
progress.
How many, do you have any idea how many potential employers are out there?
So we don't, I don't have, in terms of potential, I do think we're between 750 and 800,000 employees. But to get 100,000 in 3 days is good. And, you know, we're continuing to ramp it up. There's no benefit to an employer in not registering in December. Your contributions will date, will begin from the 1st of January. So if you choose to register,
do it next April, you've got to pay back money for 3 months.
It will be backdated to the 1st of January. So I think the time to do it is now. And the time to, you know, we have a really good team in place through our contractors and TCS dealing with it, dealing with hundreds of queries every day.
Now, the question is, these 100,000 employees that are registered now by 7,000 employers already, you might be fearful these could be the early adopters, you know, the people who always do things first. And it might be difficult to ramp up to get the rest of them.
Look, I've no doubt we are a lastminute.com society. And I've no doubt a lot of people will leave it until late in December, or given that it is December, into January. We deliberately changed the date to the 1st of January to align it with tax changes and align it with PRSI changes to make the changes that are necessary for small businesses as minimal as possible. So, you know, we will work and we've invested quite a lot in the promotion of this. We have, through webinars throughout 2024, 2025, long before we upped the profile, reached some 160,000 businesses. Revenue Online will be engaging with all of their clients at the company's registration office. So employers are getting the information.
Now, a question, and I already know the answer, but I'll let you give it. Do I still get my PRSI state pension as well?
That's absolutely crucial. You do. You absolutely do.
Now, and this government people should remember, though, that you pay tax. If you are taxable when you combine all the incomes you might have dividend income or whatever else. Mm-hmm. It's all combined and the taxman looks at it and tax you accordingly.
The tax does, but the state contributory pension will continue to be the bedrock of the pension system, but also in the overall context of our demographics. As of now, as of today, we have 4 workers for everybody over the age of 66 in the country. By the time we get to 2050, which isn't that far away, we'll have 2. So we have to give people another choice, and my future fund is that choice.
Anne and Carlo's been on. It's a disaster trying to register employers. Some employers' numbers are not being recognised. Why might that be?
So I'm not sure. Certainly, I'd ask Anne maybe to engage with the help desk. We haven't picked up any major technical issues. There were issues on day one because it's new website, security issues. But certainly, we haven't picked up any major problem, and I'm happy to engage.
Now, we talked about the self-employed earlier, work in progress.
Work in progress. You know, initially, it's to get up and running and get everything bedded down. And I've NERSA will consider that in the context of their responsibility.
Can someone working on a constant short-term contract with the university join the scheme?
If they're not registered already, if they're earning over 20,000, yes, they can. If they're not registered in payroll with their university already, they will be joining it.
And what about people earning less than 20,000?
They can opt in should they wish to do that. And the provision will be made to.
And if you're a part-time worker?
Yes, and if you have multiple employments that go over 20,000, you will be enrolled.
Is it complicated, though? Well. You've got each employer to play their part.
Well, again, through your PPS number, and each employer will have to play their part, but you can do that.
And is the PPS number the crucial identifier for this whole system?
The crucial identifier is the employer, and that the employer logs in their payroll details.
No, but I mean, in the case where you have three employers of a part-time worker, for example,
the PPS will be the piece that will bring all that jigsaw together. But the employers are the crucial part in this. And I just want to thank them, Pat. I know many of them are concerned about this, but this is also something that's positive for the labour force. Their contributions are tax deductible, but it's positive in the context of labour shortages that they have this to offer.
Have you had any pushback from people who currently operate these portable pension schemes saying you're taking business from us?
So, look, no pension industry likes to see auto enrolment coming. But, you know, we've had huge cooperation with employers, with unions in relation to this. We've had massive interest, like the procurement process for the investment advisors. We had 8 leading worldwide providers in that space, and we've picked 3 of them now. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of comment on this. We're trying to just say to people, look at my future fund, look at the benefits, look at the portability. I'm not favouring one thing over the other. What I'm saying is we need pension provision for those 750,000 people. We're putting my future fund in place now.
Now, you are playing Santa Claus this week, although not as generous as Santa Claus in the past.
So, look, the Christmas bonus has gone out this week to 1.4 million people. It's about 380 million. It's a double payment on all long-term welfare payments. This is a really expensive time of year. This has been done most years, although it wasn't in place for 5 years between 2009 and 2014. So it's good to have it back in place. We've also made changes, like the one-off payments, where I've changed those into more permanent payments. So in terms of energy, the fuel allowance is paid to families on welfare. We've increased that from the 1st of January.
No double child benefit?
No, there won't be. No. We'll increase the fuel allowance from the 1st of January by €5 a week. More importantly, Pat, we've extended it to 50,000 families who are working, who are on low incomes. They will be paid in March, backdated to January. It's the first time we've had that extension on capacity of fuel allowance. That's a permanent payment. That will not be, people won't have to look year to year to see will that be paid.
Now, finally, we should talk about the politics of the day, and that is the question of the report into Fianna Fáil's presidential candidate being perhaps delayed, Jim Gavin's legal team wanting a copy of it before it is to be published.
So, yes, we were updated last night at the parliamentary party meeting. Our 3 colleagues who are working on the report gave the update that, you know, they're engaging in the legal space.
You still hope to get it out before Christmas?
I'm not sure, actually. I want to get it in a proper manner. We want to get time to consider it, and we want to make sure that it's done properly, legally, and fairly. And so when it's done properly is the time to get it.
Derek O'Leary, Minister for Social Protection, Fianna Fáil TD for Mayo, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.